Hello everyone, my name is Byron Lai. I'm here today to present Leisure Time Physical Activity Interventions for Children and Adults with Cerebral Palsy. Let's jump in with you. The purpose of this study were to identify and report response rates of children and adults with cerebral palsy, CP, to key stages of LTPA interventions, Leisure Time Physical Activity Interventions, defined as exercise or physical activity interventions, not therapy-based interventions. And the second purpose was to describe intervention effects by age group and functional mobility level. The summative purpose of this was to see who interventions were including, effective for, and how they are participating in these interventions. We conducted systematic searches and ended up with 49 studies in total. Once again, these studies did not include therapy-based interventions, such as functional electronic stimulation, body weight supported treadmill training, or interventions that required a licensed therapist or to be supervising the exercise. There was an encouraging amount of growth from these 49 studies observed within the past two decades. There seemed to be a burgeon of studies starting in the year 2000, and this really is indicative of the field that really boomed in the 1980s and 1990s. So we're really at a great point right now where we're able to synthesize all of this great work done by researchers and health professionals into a point where we're now able to see trends and promising elements that we can use to build and further the research. And that's essentially the point of this paper. You'll notice that there were only several studies that were published for adults with CP, and we will talk about that in 1 second. Very quickly, I'm showing you a picture of GMFCS level. We categorized the studies based upon GMFCS levels 1 through 3, and another category for 4 to 5, indicative of people who are ambulatory and non-ambulatory, respectively. Now, looking at all GMFCS levels, there were 40 studies that reported favorable outcomes, which is statistically significant improvements in an outcome, and 11 studies that were inclusive of GMFCS levels 4 through 5, likely non-ambulatory and using a wheelchair. Sample sizes were small, only 32 per study and 16 per study group when you divide by control and intervention group, an area that we need to improve. Looking at the intervention types, there were primarily conventional exercise training types, strength, aerobic, combined, combination of the two, less and subjectively enjoyable modalities, active video games, sports, leisure, recreation, very little behavioral coaching, which is important for long-term participation. And this can be observed in the actual outcomes that were improved. The left side, you'll note a lot of fitness and functional outcomes. And on the right side, you'll notice a lot less of these more long-term oriented outcomes, participation, metabolic health, very important in this population. We don't have time to talk about here. On a positive note, there was actually a wide variety of improvements in outcomes for GMFCS levels 4 through 5. Very positive. When you look at age groups, studies primarily included children and only young adults. There was essentially no studies for middle and older age adults with CP. Sample sizes were small, even smaller for adults. Looking at participant flow, we broke it down into three phases: pre-intervention, before then, intervention when they were in the intervention, and follow up after they completed the formal intervention and were expected to follow up with something and were measured again later. This slide shows that out of all the people who were contacted, only 34% of the people actually enrolled in the study. And this is a major issue considering that there was a lot less people who dropped out from either the intervention and follow up phase. But this weird thing is that interventions typically give a lot more attention to intervention and follow-up phases versus this front end of these trials. And we really need to give more attention to this front end where we're losing all these people, which is impacting the generalizability and transferability of the research. So getting into the take-home messages, people with CP can experience a variety of benefits, and that should be encouraging. And these efficacious interventions were quite diverse. When you look at efficacious interventions, children were definitely included in most of the studies, and GMFCS levels 1 through 3, which is indicative of ambulatory people. GMFCS levels 4 through 5 and adults were highly underrepresented. And when you look at flow, the front end of trials needs attention, the recruitment, contribution, and enrollment of these studies. Another side note we notice is that interventions that incorporated telehealth technology, tele-exercise interventions, actually had the largest sample sizes and didn't have long-term outcomes, slightly longer long-term outcomes, and thus might be one way to address the front end of trials, make these trials more accessible. Thank you. If you have any questions, please contact me at brianlive@uab.edu. This is just a short snapshot of our scope and review, which had many findings and implications. Thank you.